Now, Granny, Zeman, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, John M. Downstore. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan to win the school board presidency again this year boomeranged and resulted in the election of the board's least literate member, Caleb Wehunt. Lum has been having a pretty difficult time getting over this shock, and as we look in on the little community today, we find the ex-president in the Jot 'em Down store and library still grousing and grumbling to Abner over his ill luck. Listen.
Well, sir, I just can't get over that. Caleb Wehunt, president of the school board. Caleb Wehunt, president of the school board.
Lum, I wish you'd quit saying that. That's all I've heard all morning.
Well, I just can't get over it.
I know you can't. You've told me enough times I ought to know it.
Caleb Wehunt, president of the school
board. Oh, my.
Might just as well close up the school now. Ain't no use running it no longer with a half-witted idiot like him for president. Might just as well close it up.
Well, now, don't forget, it was your own plan that got him elected.
Well, not exactly
it was. It was, sir.
I arranged for all the other board members to vote for Caleb. How they come to do a stupid, idiotic thing like that's way beyond me.
Well, you voted for him, didn't you?
Well, that was different.
What's different about it?
I just voted for him because I never thought he had a chance in the world of being elected. And I didn't want to give my vote to any of the others for fear they'd be elected.
Well, that's the same reason the others voted for Caleb, too, I reckon.
Yeah, but they oughtn't to have did it. They ought to know better. They, somebody else they ought to voted for.
Who?
Well, I ain't saying who, but somebody.
Squire Skimp?
I ain't saying. He's a friend of mine. I'd rather not mention his name.
Oh, Ezra Seastrong?
No, not him.
Well, Sister Simpson ain't no friend of yours, Long.
Abner, there ain't no use trying to guess it, for I ain't gonna tell you.
Well, that don't leave nobody but you.
Me?
Yeah.
Whatever pussy child is that in your head?
Well, I named everybody else. I just wondered.
Oh, you think so, too, huh?
Well...
That they ought to have voted. Never mind. Nothing. Never mind. Just can't get over it. Caleb Wehunt, president of the school board. Caleb Wehunt,
I know, as long as you say that one more time, I'm going to arms our partnership with you right here and now.
After all I did for that school, then they go let Caleb Wehunt.
Did you hear me, Lon? I said I'm going to arms our partnership.
Found you, I've devoted the best years of my life to that school and the education of our youngins here in Pine Ridge. And look what they do to me. If that ain't gratitude, Trey.
Mom, I'm serious about what I said.
I just can't get over it.
I know this. We're on draw right now.
Caleb Wehunt, president of the school.
We're all through. I'll get out the rope and we'll divide up the door.
How they can forget about the time I went over to the schoolhouse in the rain and nailed up some shingles on the roof there myself, single-handed. Might not fell off the roof and kill myself. Might not caught double pneumonia doing it, too.
Mom, what about to that rope?
How can they forget them things? And then there was a time
Mom, will you listen to me? Whereabouts is the rope?
What rope?
Oh, never mind. I'll find it.
They're fickle-minded. That's what they are. Plum fickle-minded. I suppose it don't mean nothing to them that I was the one that went clean to the county seat and picked out that new stove for the schoolhouse. No, they don't recollect them things. Granny, that was just 8 or 9 years ago, too. They done forget it already. That's what you get for trying to do good in the world. I might just as well pull up stakes and go to some other country. Find some place where they appreciate a fella that tries to help his fellow man. Instead of trampling him in the dust. Abner, stop that singing. It makes me nervous.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here, take this in the rope and hook it over that nail up there by the front door.
All right. Trampling me in the dust, that's what they did. But I, Granny's, I'll show them. I'll go out to San Francisco and get myself elected head of the school board out there. That's about what I'll do.
Pour rope a little tighter, Long.
All right. And I bound you that's the sight bigger school to run out there in San Francisco than we got here.
A little higher now.
I'll show them who they're trampling in the dust.
Now, which half the store do you want this time, Long?
Wouldn't be so bad if I'd have been a failure at being president here. Then there might be some excuse for them to throw me right out in the prime of my life. Granny's, I made a big success out of myself.
Which half of the store do you want?
What'd you say?
I said, which half?
I just can't get over it.
Oh, my goodness.
Caleb Wehunt, president of the school.
Mom, let's get this all settled.
Get what, Sal?
What?
The election?
No.
Something decided and ain't nothing we can do about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Caleb ain't been in office long enough yet to do anything wrong because we can't get up a petition to recall
him. I ain't talking about that.
That's all I've done for the school, too. I recollect one year visited the school Mart and I every day just to see how everything was going.
Just to see Miss Frederick, you mean?
What'd you say?
That was the year that Miss Fredericks was a teacher and you was barking at her and you visited the school to be over at her.
I never done no such thing. I was just interested in the scholar's education, that's all. I bound you that you'll never see Caleb Wehunt taking the trouble to visit the school. That idiot wouldn't know how to get in a schoolhouse.
Well, you ain't been over it either since we got a man teacher, Professor Sloan.
No, sir, Abner, I just can't get over it.
Caleb Wehunt president of the school board. I dog as long as I just hear all of this I can stand. I'm going over on my side of the store.
What do you mean your side of the store?
I told you that I done.
Wait a minute, who put this rope up here?
Who put it up? Why, me and you put it right up there.
Granny, if that ain't a sneaking trick. Dividing up the store behind my back.
Behind your back? I never...
I thought you was my friend, my partner, my one tried and true blue friend.
Mom, don't you recollect what I was saying?
Don't try to explain it, Abner. I understand everything now.
Huh?
You're ashamed of me. That's the trouble. You didn't have enough nerve to come right out flat-footed and tell me.
I ain't ashamed.
Oh, yes, yeah, I know. I can tell. I wish you'd have told me to my face, though. Instead of going behind my back and putting up a rope when I wasn't looking.
You was looking. Fact is, you helped
me. I said, don't try to explain yourself out of it, Abner.
Oh, my.
I know how it is.
Yeah, I guess.
I can tell.
Yeah.
As soon as a fella loses out on a job and gets to be nothing but an ex-president, why, naturally, everybody turns again.
Why, Lum energy.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. Maybe I am all done. Washed up. Just a broke down old man.
Lum, you ain't an old man, and you ain't washed up neither, I don't think.
Yes, I am. I know I am. Might as well look the facts in the face. I reckon you want to get Caleb Wehunt in here as your partner now.
Caleb?
Yeah, he's a big man in town now. He's president of the school board, ain't you heard?
By the
president of the school board.
I wouldn't want Caleb hanging around here. He can't even make change.
Well, that don't matter. Brains don't count no more, evidently.
Now, listen, Caleb.
All right, Abner. It's all right. I understand everything. No need of talking about it no more.
Oh, my.
I'll go away. Summer. Don't know where, though.
What about that job you was talking about out there in San Francisco?
Oh, they wouldn't want an old, broke-down, washed-up feller like me.
They wouldn't, huh?
More than likely just go out in the hills and hermit myself. Find a cave, crawl in there and get petrified.
No, now, you don't need to do no such a thing. I'm going to take this dead blame rope down right now.
No, now, leave it up, Abner. Leave it up. I don't want to be a humiliation to you. You'd just be embarrassed to have me for a partner.
I would not. I'd be proud to have
you. You don't have to say them things, Abner. I know folks would come in here and you'd feel bad about owning up that you had your partner.
I wouldn't know something.
I won't be a burden to you no longer.
I'm taking this rope down right now. I can't stand to listen no more. I can tell you that right.
Take it down. Put it up. It don't matter to me. I'll be gone before the sun sets over yonder hill.
Which hill? You fighting south there, Lum. The sun ain't going to set over there, I know.
Well, wherever it's at.
It's back over this way where it sets. You're looking
I'll be gone before it sets wherever it's going to set.
Oh.
I reckon the best thing for you to do is to try to forget me, Abner, as quick as you can. Just like everybody else in this town's forgot me.
Forgot you? Why, nobody ain't forgot you, Lum.
I bound you I could walk down the street now and it wouldn't hardly be a soul would speak to me.
For the land's sake, I never seen nobody in my life take on like you're doing today just over a little old school board lane.
More likely just turn their heads away.
Oh, Randall.
Little children more likely run and hide.
For the land's sake, alive, Lum, I don't know what came over you. Wait a minute. Here comes Squire Skimp up there. Is he coming in here? Yeah, I believe he's coming this way. But I'm glad I got that rope taken down before he got in here. He'd start asking a batch of questions and then have it all over town at me and you was unsolving partnerships again.
There's one of the intelligent men that voted for Caleb Wehunt.
Yeah.
Coming right in there now.
Yeah, I know it is.
Don't that matter now, though. He don't know me no more.
Don't know you? Why, he's no good for you.
Well, gentlemen.
How do you do, sir? Lum Edwards is my name. Used to live here.
What's that? Oh. Yes. I believe it. We met before, Lum. Well, how are you today, Abner?
Oh, just tolerably, I reckon, Squire. To be honest, I'm so mixed up, I don't know how I am.
Well, Say, Lum, what I came over about, I was just discussing Caleb Wheelhunt's victory with Ezra Seastunk a while ago, and we both felt that we ought to do something about it.
Yeah, I know we ought, but what can you do?
Well, we talked it over for quite a while, Lum. Me and Ezra, it wasn't a regular school board meeting, you know, but we just met down there on the street and talked, and that's why I came on over here. We thought we might do something like this, Lum. Inasmuch as you've been president of the board for so many years and did such an admirable job of it, Lum.
Say that again, Squire.
I say, and you did such an admirable job, we thought we'd try to get up a special board meeting and we'd call on you, Lum.
Call on me, huh?
Yes, and then you could get up and, well, I guess you know how to carry on from here better than I do, Lum.
Yes, sure, aren't you, after all these years?
Yes, now, Ezra says that he'll get the engraving done on the watch for us.
What watch?
Oh, that's right. I didn't tell you about it. Well, it's just a token of our friendship and best wishes for success and all that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, that's awful thought of you. You're going with all that fun.
And we both thought it would be nice. And I know that you picked up a nice speech when you awarded it to him, too, Lum.
Awarded to
him? Yes, yes.
To who?
Why, who do you suppose?
Huh?
Caleb Wheelhunt, the new president of the school board.